Asal-usul Burung Cendrawasih oleh wartawan kita di Sorong. Siapa yang tidak kenal burung cendrawasih? Bila harimau identik dengan Sumatera, gajah dengan Lampung, dan komodo dengan Nusa Tenggara Timur, burung cendrawasihlah yang langsung membuat orang Indonesia ingat ke tanah jauh di timur, yaitu Provinsi Papua dan Papua Barat. Burung cendrawasih mempersatukan rakyat Papua yang sangat beragam. Tetapi menurut kearifan lokal, dari mana asalnya burung cendrawasih? Kata orang setempat, semua bermula zaman dahulu kala dengan seorang nenek tua yang kelaparan di hutan. Nenek tua ini sudah beberapa hari tidak makan. Dia berjalan terus di hutan sambil mencari air minum dari sungai dan makanan. Akhirnya, karena sudah pusing dan mulai putus asa, dia melihat pohon pandan dan memakan buah merah yang tumbuh di tengah tanaman tersebut. Memang, buah merah merupakan makanan khas Papua, dan kedokteran modern sudah mengetahui khasiatnya karena kaya akan zat beta-karoten. Ternyata, buah merah membuat nenek tua kenyang, dan dia mulai sering makan buah itu. Akan tetapi, betapa terkejutnya beberapa bulan kemudian saat perutnya membesar, dan dia sadar bahwa dia sudah hamil. Saat ini, di luar negeri, seorang nenek harus menjalani terapi bayi tabung bila ingin hamil. Namun, nenek ini dengan selamat melahirkan anak laki-laki yang sehat yang dia namakan Kueya. Kueya dan ibunya hidup dengan tenang di hutan sana, sampai Kueya menjadi seorang anak yang besar dan kuat. Namun, walaupun kuat, dia masih kesulitan memotong kayu dan tanaman untuk keperluan sehari-hari dengan kapak batu. Memang sebelum zaman modern, masyarakat di Papua lama sekali hidup tidak tersentuh dari luar, persis seperti di zaman batu dulu. Suatu hari, ada seorang bapak yang melihat Kueya kesulitan memotong pohon dan datang menolongnya. Bapak ini membawa kapak besi yang jauh lebih tajam dan efektif daripada kapak batu milik Kueya. Sebagai anak yang baik dan sopan, Kueya mengajak sang bapak ke rumah untuk makan sebagai tanda terima kasih. Ternyata bapak itu senang bertemu ibunya Kueya dan merasa cocok dengan beliau. Akhirnya, dia menjadi suaminya. Ibunya Kueya hamil lagi, dan kali ini melahirkan anak kembar yang laki-laki. Akan tetapi, dengan berlalunya waktu, dua kembarnya ini merasa sangat cemburu pada Kueya. Menurut mereka, ibunya lebih sayang pada Kueya daripada si kembar atau adiknya yang perempuan. Perasaan seperti itu memang sering muncul di antara keluarga yang mempunyai banyak anak. Menurut masyarakat Papua, kedua anak kembar itu mulai mengejek Kueya dan merundungnya. Namun Kueya, sebagai anak sulung, tidak peduli dan tetap membantu ibunya dengan pekerjaan sehari-harinya. Sedangkan si kembar hanya bermain saja dengan adiknya. Suatu hari, kedua anak itu mengganggu Kueya terus, sehingga Kueya lari ke hutan. Dia mengambil kulit pohon dan mulai memintal kulitnya menjadi tali. Talinya seolah-olah tumbuh dari ketiaknya. Si kembar hanya melihat saja dengan mulut ternganga. Kueya menggunakan tali itu untuk merajut sayap, seperti sayap burung. Ketika selesai, dia pun mengenakan kedua sayap dan terbang ke atas pohon sambil berbunyi kuek, kuek, kuek. Tentu saja si kembar ketakutan dan memanggil ibu mereka. Begitu ibunya melihat apa yang terjadi, dia panggil Kueya, Kueya. Tetapi Kueya hanya menjawab ek, ek, ek saja. Seperti burung. Oleh karena ibunya sangat sayang pada Kueya, dia pun mengambil kulit pohon dan memintalnya menjadi tali, seperti telah dilakukan oleh Kweya. Ketika sayapnya selesai, ibunya pun menyusul Kweya dan terbang ke atas pohon. Anak-anak yang tersisa bersama ayahnya sangat sedih akan kehilangan bukan hanya Kweya, tetapi juga ibu dan istrinya. Menurut sebuah sumber, anak-anak mulai saling menyalahkan dan melempar abu dapur ke muka masing-masing. Akhirnya, badan mereka jadi kotor, seperti burung gagak. Sedangkan Kweya dan ibunya telah menjadi burung cendrawasih yang amat cantik dan indah dipandang dengan bulunya yang kuning, coklat, dan hitam. Walaupun cerita rakyat ini mungkin sulit dipercaya sebagai fakta, kisahnya mencerminkan rasa kasih sayang seorang ibu kepada anaknya yang dianiaya, serta eratnya hubungan masyarakat Papua dengan alam. Digambarkan pula betapa indah dan suci burung cendrawasih dibandingkan burung gagak yang rakus, kotor, dan tidak enak dipandang, melambangkan kepribadian dan tingkah laku masing-masing Kweya dan adiknya yang kembar.
The Origins of Papua's Bird of Paradise. Who hasn't heard of the Bird of Paradise? While tigers are identified with Sumatra, elephants with Lampung, and Komodo dragons with the Lesser Sunda Islands, it is the bird of paradise that reminds Indonesians of the land far to the east, the provinces of Papua and West Papua. The bird of paradise unites the very diverse people of Papua. According to local wisdom, where did the bird of paradise come from? People from the area say that everything began a long time ago with an old lady who was in the forest and was very hungry. The old lady had not eaten for several days. She walked and walked in the jungle, looking for drinking water and food. Finally, feeling dizzy with hunger and beginning to lose hope, she saw a pandanus tree and ate the red fruit growing in its center. This red fruit is a uniquely Papuan food, and modern medicine recognizes its benefits as it is rich in beta-carotene. It turned out that the old lady found the red fruit very filling, and she began to eat it often. However, she was shocked several months later when her stomach started to grow bigger, and she realized she was pregnant. Nowadays, a grandmother in other countries can undergo IVF treatment to get pregnant. But this old lady was able to give birth to a healthy baby boy, whom she named Kweya. Kweya and his mother lived peacefully deep in the forest, and he grew into a big, strong lad. Despite his strength, he still found it difficult to cut wood and plants for their everyday needs with the stone axe. Before the modern era, Papuan societies lived for a very long time untouched by the outside world, much as in the Stone Age. One day, a man saw Kweya's difficulty in cutting down a tree and came to help him. The man was carrying an iron axe, which was far sharper and more effective than Kweya's stone axe. As a good, polite child, Kweya invited the man back home to eat as an expression of his gratitude. It turned out the man was happy to meet Kweya's mother and felt comfortable with her. Finally, he became her husband. Kweya's mother became pregnant again, this time giving birth to twin boys. However, as time passed, the twins became very jealous of Kweya. They believed their mother loved him more than them and their younger sister. Such feelings often arise in families with many children. Papuan people say that the twins began to tease Kweya and bully him. However, Kweya, as the eldest, took no notice and continued to help his mother with everyday tasks, while the twins just played with their little sister. One day, the twins would not stop bothering Kuea, to the point that he ran into the forest. He took some bark from a tree and began to spin it into thread. The thread seemed to be growing from his armpit. The twins could only watch, their mouths wide open in astonishment. Kuea wove the yarn into a kind of wing, like a bird's wing. When he was finished making two wings, he put them on and flew up into a tree, making a tweet, tweet, tweet sound. Naturally, the twins were frightened and called out for their mother. As soon as she saw what had happened, she called, "Kuea, Kuea!" But Kuea only answered, "Ik, ik, ik, ik," just like a bird. As his mother loved Kuea dearly, she also took some bark from a tree and started to spin it into yarn, just as Kuea had done. When the wings were finished, his mother followed Kuea and flew up into the tree. The children who were left behind and their father were very sad at losing not only Kuea, but also their mother and wife. One version of the story claims that the children started to blame each other and throw ash from the kitchen in each other's faces. Finally, their bodies became dirty, like crows, while Kuea and his mother had become beautiful birds of paradise with lovely yellow, brown, and black feathers. Although this traditional tale may be hard to believe in factual terms, it reflects the love of a mother for her ill-treated son and the close relationship of Papuan societies with nature. It also shows how beautiful and pure the bird of paradise is compared with the greedy, dirty, and ugly crow, symbolizing the respective personalities and behavior of Kuea and his twin brothers.